G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Hepburn and I'm back with a summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today, it's Monday the 1st of November. A pinch and a punch for the first day of the month. Let's get into it. The sequel to the hilarious and definitely not politically correct or PG rated Shadow Warrior 2 has been delayed. Yes, Shadow Warrior 3 is being made for PC, Xbox and PlayStation consoles, and the developer Wild Hog has said that while the game is 99% awesome, they want it to be at least 120% awesome. The series is bullets, blades, wild acrobatics, and the latest game looks amazing. I personally love the adult humor, and yes, it does contain explicit language, so not one for the little kiddies. The game has been described as being Doom crossed with an Asian Deadpool, with the main protagonist firing out funny one-liners while in combat. We're not sure what they're adding, but the only negative comments to date on Shadow Warrior 3 is that the game doesn't feature co-op like the second one did. The game has much improved graphics and richer environments, and it looks really good. They have released a trailer to announce the delay, and even that is hilarious. I'll post that along with a 17-minute video from IGN so you can get a feel for the game. The classic Zombies Ate My Neighbors and its sequel Ghoul Patrol has finally launched on PlayStation 4. The game is now available on Nintendo Switch, Windows PC, Xbox, and now finally PlayStation. With the release to last-gen platforms, the game comes with game saves, two-player local co-op, achievements, or trophies, and some museum content to relive your childhood. The game pretty much looks like it did in 1993 when it first came out. It's a fitting news story for Halloween, and back in its day, a lot of fun. I think it needs a new retro upgrade, but hey, the game is on special this weekend on all platforms, and it's roughly about 10 to 15 bucks. Bloodstained Ritual of the Night is getting new add-on content and will feature a mysterious new character that is not from the world of Bloodstained. Developer ArtPlay said that while they have had technical delays affecting their release timetable, their next update will introduce this new playable character. They have said that ArtPlay have been working closely with a well-known partner to bring their character, and a friend apparently, as it hinted, into the game. The character will be able to level up like other characters do. The game was released for Microsoft Windows, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One in June 2019, as well as iOS and Android in December 2020, and for Stadia in July 2021. It has a Metacritic score of 84 out of 100, and an average user rating of about 3.9 out of 5. So it's doing really well. The game is simply described as Metroid cross Castlevania. Some people call it Metroidvania. And it has a lot of RPG elements, and it was a pretty big hit on release. The new content should bring gamers some fresh content to enjoy. We'll have to keep an eye out to hear who it is and when it will be out. There's plenty of rumors on who it is. Tell us who you think it is in the comments at getagamers.com. Skydance New Media has announced a partnership with Marvel Entertainment to develop a AAA narrative-driven action-adventure game. It will feature a completely original story and take on the Marvel Universe. So why is this big news? Well, Skydance New Media is headed up by Amy Hennig, who has worked on games such as the Uncharted series and the Soul Reaver series. And Amy Hennig has won a BAFTA for her work as well as other numerous awards. Amy Hennig also worked on the upcoming Forspoken, which looks amazing, and is known as one of the industry's best writers hands down, hence why she gets the AAA titles. While we don't know much about the title, it's clear to say expect big things. AAA titles with a AAA script writer and studio head means we're in for something special from the Marvel Universe. Keep an eye on her. I'm sure we're going to see some more news in the coming year. So Halo Xbox 360 games go dark January 13th, 2022. What does that mean? Halo 3, ODST, Halo 4, Halo Reach, Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary, Spartan Assault, and Halo Wars. Well, the online service for these versions of the game will be switched off by 343 Studios on January 13th, like I said. Those who wish to play some of these titles online will have to get the Halo Master Chief Collection on the newer consoles. 343 said, and I quote, "Every cycle spent maintaining and supporting Xbox 360 legacy services is time and energy not spent on the future of Halo," end quote. They also said, quote, "Owners of these titles will still be able to play these games indefinitely. However, certain online features and experiences, particularly online matchmaking, will be limited or disabled," end quote. If you're still trying to get any last achievements which require online services, now is your last chance. The fact that they've been up and running for this long is something not usually seen. So big kudos to 343. So Jurassic World Evolution 2 launches for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on November 9th. This game is launching with a bunch of new tools that allow much more freedom and customization than what we have ever seen in the first game. To highlight some of the changes, the developer Frontier Development has released a developer diary, number 3, showcasing various factors such as multiple biomes to build your park in, new buildings, greater cosmetics, options, and new management features. Check out the video on GodayGamers.com. I have a few kids and one big kid right here who likes a Jurassic World game, so I'm pretty sure we'll be interested to see this one. I'll also link in to an Xbox Series X gameplay session by the developer posted yesterday, showing the new Chaos Fury level. The tropical biome looks stunning with waterfalls and lush rainforest and just gameplay altogether. Roche U has sent me this one. Twitch and Xbox are once again making streaming easier. Twitch was available on the Xbox, but it was a two-step process via a separate app that needed you to log in and authenticate, and let's face it, downright clunky. Well, Twitch now has direct integration, meaning the experience is now far more seamless. Alpha and Skip Ahead Xbox testers can access the new feature as of a few days ago. Insiders can now live stream by navigating to the Capture and Share tab of the menu and choose live streaming. Once a Twitch account is linked, the Go Live Now button can be selected to stream gameplay directly to Twitch. You can adjust game volume or microphone volume, include party audio from friends, and see a list of viewers and how long you've been streaming with an overlay on top of your games. The Twitch integration also includes the ability to switch resolution and bit rates from 360p at 500kbps up to 1080p at 6500kbps. Microsoft is also supporting USB webcams. That sounds awesome. And most plug-and-play ones should work as a camera option for Twitch streaming. Well, that's it for today's show. I hope you're enjoying the daily news that I deliver every day. Special thanks to those who've added me to their Amazon flash briefings. I need help, guys. I need anyone who's ever purchased anything on Amazon to go and rate the show to help me get the extra content that I need to bring to you. I'd love to get it rating if you could spare a minute. You can contact me at GetAGamers.com. If you have any thoughts or ideas or things that you think I should improve on, I'd love to hear them. Anyway, I hope you had a great weekend and got some sunshine. I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Catch you later.